Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, Yael Eckstein shares her weekly perspective from Israel on Yael's Corner.
In Jerusalem, we celebrate Shavuot. And this important holiday, Jews commemorate the time in ancient days when the first fruits were harvested and brought to the temple in Jerusalem as an offering to God. It is also a celebration of the glorious day when God gave us the Torah, the first five books of the Hebrew Bible, on Mount Sinai. I remember last year when my family celebrated Shavuot. The streets of Jerusalem were packed with people dressed in their most beautiful clothes, making their way to synagogue. From each block, the sound of singing and dancing filled the air. On Shavuot, it has become the custom to stay up all night learning and praying. At night, as I walked with my family and thousands of others to the Western Wall, there was a feeling of unity. It made me think of the history of my people, how God parted the Red Sea, allowing the Israelites to escape Pharaoh's army, how they walked in the desert to Mount Sinai to receive the Torah, and how they entered into the Promised Land. Today, I reflect on the many challenges that Israel and the Jewish people face, just as we did in biblical times, and how the secret to our getting through those challenges is always the same: to trust in God, to ask Him for guidance, and to listen for His voice. With Prayers for Peace, I'm Yael Eckstein.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Find out how you can support the Fellowship's vital mission of bringing destitute and persecuted Jews from the former Soviet Union and Ethiopia home to the Holy Land by visiting us at holylandmoments.ca.